Imagine you're in a good mood and happy to be prepared for your science final exam. You sit down to take your test, and in the middle, all of a sudden you hear, Albert was back at it again, clicking his pen. You're not even supposed to take a test with a pen, but that doesn't matter to Albert. We all have our buttons. Some of our buttons get pushed easier than others. Pen clicking is an example of this. The things pushing our buttons are known as pet peeves.
A pet peeve is something that people find annoying. It's something that people can't help but complain about, and it drives you crazy. Annoyance is a psychological state of being annoyed or irritated. It is anger, disgust, and frustration all mixed together. People tend to be the most annoyed at school, work, doing chores, or in the car. Pet peeves can range from little to big. They can become so extreme that they impact your productivity. However, pet peeves are usually something smaller, not something like pollution. That is a real problem and should be solved. Just about anyone can have a pet peeve or be annoyed by something.
Why do we have pet peeves? We have pet peeves because we become annoyed by simple things. The first time you see or have an annoyance of something, you won't think much about it. But after having the same annoyance multiple times, it becomes a pet peeve. People can become annoyed anywhere at any time. It's just that moment we hear or see or a pet peeve, and we feel the anger, annoyance, and aggravation all in one.
We are a group of middle school girls that probably have a good amount of pet peeves.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Danny.
And welcome to our podcast. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is just our pet peeves in general. One of my pet peeves, and maybe you guys do too, is just things my brothers do. I have two older brothers, and they just get on my nerves.
Yeah, I have a younger sister, and technically, okay, so my like two cousins just moved in, so technically I count them as my siblings, because they're like, I don't know, I just count them as my siblings. I hate when my siblings like barge into my room, and then like, I'm like, go away, and
they just don't leave.
Yeah, they stand there, and then I say, get out of my room, and then they take a step back, and they're still in my doorway. Yeah, they'll be like, technically I'm not in your room, and I'm like, my gosh.
Just leave, like, please.
And then I'll go close my door, and they'll, like, stick their fingers in the doorway, and I'm like, I'm gonna break your finger if you don't move.
Yeah. Or, like, one thing that my brothers do, or my brother, he just, like, comes in my room, and he'll just lay on my bed and just lay there. I'm like, can you leave? I'm trying to do homework.
He's yeah.
Like, I'm comfortable. I'm
and, good. Like, another pet peeve is, like, messy rooms. And my sister, she has some messy
rooms. Same. She, like, okay, and her lights are, like, always off. She'll be, like, in her room reading with the lights off, and I'm like, how does that even work?
Like, how can you see? What? My brother, my oldest brother, he came home from college, and his room, like, he just plops everything on the ground.
I can't
like, he'll
that.
Bring it from his car and just put it on the ground. He's like, you like, there's floor in his room, but you can't really see it right now.
My sister, she has clothes not in
oh
her
my gosh.
Basket. She has her, okay, so she's not organized at all, but she likes to say she's organized.
I have to be organized. I get like OCD, and I feel like if I'm like not, like every time before I sit down to do my homework, my room has to be like clean, or else I'll just be staring at that instead of at like my homework.
Yeah.
And she like doesn't work for me.
I like to say I'm organized, but
I'm not. Usually,
so.
Organized for me means as like as long as I can't see it, it's
organized.
Yeah.
It's not in my general eye range.
And then I'm
good.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so another pet peeve I have is when people just leave me on read or they just forget to answer me.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So. Well, I'm like kind of guilty for that because I leave people on read all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Honestly, like, I think like anyone is. Honestly.
Yeah. My cousin, yeah. she's 7, and she's like not really, like, she's not really good at speaking English yet. So whenever I ask her a question in English, she'll literally think about it for like 3 minutes, and then I'll like leave, and she'll come upstairs and find me, and she's like, "I have your answer," and I'm like. What? She had it like 3 minutes ago.
Or like when you invite someone to do something and they don't respond for like 5 hours and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see this. Or they're like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, it's a little too late,
it's
honestly.
9 at night, sorry.
Can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's like, it's kind of like the same as like having like repeat myself. That's another
yes,
one.
Yes, repeating myself.
Yeah.
Like I've said what I want or what I have to do, like don't ask again.
I hate when my parents...
Yes, I was about to say that.
Like, I'm like, what was that? And then they, like, yell at me. I'm
I know.
Like,
it's like,
okay.
I heard you wrong the first time. It was an accident.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin, another one of my cousins, she's, like, 3. And to make her, like, do something, you have to tell her, like, 7 times. And I'm like,
yeah.
Someone else take care of this for me. Like, no.
I hate being late, too. My parents, they leave. I don't know. Actually, I just hate being late. I have to be at least 15 minutes early.
Same.
Or else I get really mad.
Okay, no, like, right now, I have a tryout in, like, an hour. And if I don't leave in the next, like, 30 minutes, I'm going to be late because I'm not going to make it.
Yesterday, my dad was like, okay, put away the dishes. And then we were a few minutes late. And I was
I hate being late.
I hate being late in general. And then when people are late to my house for things.
Yeah.
Like, and we're waiting on people to come to my house, and then we have to leave to go somewhere else. That bothers me so much. I'm like, we have to be there at a certain time. We told you to be at my house at one time. Why aren't you here? Like,
I know.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Another thing that bothers me is attention hogs. Like, people don't that do things for attention or, like, fake an injury for attention or something. Like,
or, just, like, being really dramatic.
Yes.
To get attention.
Like,
I can't.
I play volleyball, and so, like, whenever you have, like, a really good hit or, like, a good block, there's this one girl on my team, not going to say her name because that's, like, rude, but, like, she will literally jump up and down and, like, do all this crazy stuff, and I'm like, what are you doing? It was 1 point. Chill.
There's this one girl on my lacrosse team. Like, she comes off the field running, and she's like, she's, like, hyperventilating. I'm like, if you take a deep breath, it will be okay. Like, just stop. Like, calm down. It's not the end of the world that you, like, were running so hard you're out of breath.
Like, or if someone, like, over-exaggerates an injury, like, they sprain their ankle, but,
like, oh my god, I can't walk anymore.
They're, like, on crutches. Stop. Like, okay, well, actually,
if they're on crutches, that's, well, it depends on the sprain.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
for some people, like, lightly sprain their ankle, and they're wearing crutches.
I sprained my ankle, like a couple weeks ago. I was on crutches for, like, a day or two, and then I was, like, back to walking.
There's this one girl on my team, not gonna say her name, but we were doing, like, a scrimmage thing, and she got checked in the finger, and the next day she comes to school with a, like, thing for, like, a sprained
finger. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what happened? She's like, I got checked and I sprained my finger. I'm like, how do you get checked from, how do you sprain your finger from getting checked?
Yeah.
Or, like, just, like, another girl on my team, her name is Morgan. Oh,
oops.
We're gonna bleep that because, she doesn't see the ball because her hair is always in her face. And, like, even the coach tells her to put her hair up, but she, like, cannot see. And she's a libero. That means liberos are, like, the best passers. And so, like, if she can't see the ball, then no one's gonna know who's going for it. And then that, like, messes up the whole play.
Yeah.
It's, like, really annoying.
So, another topic that we're...
How do these annoyances, like, affect our brain? Let's each share our little hypothesis.
I think when I think of my pet peeve or when I see my pet peeve, I feel this thing in my head. It's like, that's not right. Stop. Like, I don't like that.
I feel like our brains get irritated.
Yeah.
Like,
somehow.
Something.
I think of a little ball rolling over a button in our, like, brain. It's like, there's a pet peeve.
It's funny. Because, like, when you hear your pet peeve, it's like, you're pushing my buttons.
Like, yeah, like, a literal button.
What if Danny's hypothesis is actually right?
Yeah, we're going to see if we find, see if we have buttons.
Yeah.
That actually get pushed when we see our pet peeve.
So let's talk about the actual scientific reason or how it affects our brains.
So we read an article, and it kind of described a study that was conducted by an MIT scientist a few years ago, and he kind of talked about how in his research he scanned brains of people hearing annoying noises, and it was recorded activity in the what was it called?
Amygdala.
Yeah. So that amygdala is the part of the brain that plays a big role in regulating our emotions.
The bigger the brain response, the more announced and disgusted the subjects were. So, like, the sounds usually, like, also hurt your ears. Like, if you think about it, like, if it's something, like, really small, like, really small pet peeve, like, I don't know, just, like,
moist.
Yeah, it's, like, a word. That's, like, not really going to be such a big brain response.
Gosh.
But, like, if it's, like, a really big pet peeve, like...
Like, nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
like,
then...
Like, my brain would be going, like, way up.
Yeah, off
like,
the
I'm
charts.
Like, I'm just imagining that thing, like, you know, your heartbeat thing, like, in a hospital, it's, like
the lines.
The thing that bothers me is the nails on the chalkboard, not the sound.
Yeah.
Well, actually, yes, the sound, but mostly the nails. Yeah. Like, I hate the feeling, like, especially when I touch clay. Dry clay.
What? Oh, it's like it's on your nails?
No. No, just like touching dry clay.
Oh. Is that one of your pet peeves?
Never.
Oh, just like you just scratch it.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that. Yeah, okay, that sucks.
So. Also, according to this, the article that we kind of read, was that anger is related to annoyance during, Also, what we read in the article was that anger is sometimes related to annoyance, and then during when you're really mad, your body goes into the fight or flight response that you're like either gonna book it out of there or you're gonna fight it, you know, and during that your body kind of releases stress hormones, and
I feel like your heart rate goes up and your blood pressure and your respiration increases.
Yeah,
just because
like you're just breathing more.
Sound.
Like,
yeah, like your heart like starts pumping. You get like nervous. It's like, why is this happening to me?
I think that goes like that goes like under the fight or flight response.
Yeah,
type of thing.
It goes like noticed. Together.
Yeah.
So one of the things I've always wanted to do is like really get rid of my pet peeves. I've had trouble getting rid of them because it's like hard. I don't know if y'all have any ideas.
I found that like when my pet peeve relates to my siblings, I kind of like talk to them about it. I mean, they're brothers and they're a lot older, but they don't really listen. But I still like talk to them about it. It's like, okay, you're kind of bothering me, and not like in a rude way though.
Yeah.
That kind of would make it worse, like because like, but yeah.
A thing I thought about doing was getting rid of my pet peeve. Usually when it's a person, it's kind of harder to do, but you can like maybe make some like rules or suggestions that can like get them to like listen to you, you know, like.
Or if it's like a thing in your house that's bothering you, like just get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like throw it away.
Or you can make like if someone's annoying you, can like ask them to
politely
do this and like kind of make it almost like a rule.
Yeah, like a yeah.
Some people find like get really annoyed when they're doing the same thing every single day, like in their morning routine or something. So maybe like switch it up a little bit, like do something else for a change, like, and maybe like you'll tend to feel like your day is like starting off better, and you're not become so annoyed.
Yeah.
Or like think about like your pet peeve is not gonna affect your whole life.
And, like it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know?
So you can just think about it as a small thing, and then like it'll calm you down.
I'll be like, okay, well, I shouldn't really care about that. So,
another thing I found really helpful was to share my annoyance with this pet peeve. I like to talk to people about it and like see if they have any suggestions or like see if they can help me stop from being annoyed by it, or like if they're causing it, definitely make them stop doing what they're making me annoyed.
Yeah,
because
Oh. Pet peeves are a universal thing. Some people may have more than others and get annoyed more easily by little things. Pet peeves can be dealt with and are usually small problems.
Why should people even care about this? People should care about pet peeves because they can learn more from them. People can also learn about how pet peeves and annoyance affects them and their brain. Finally, they can relate to our problems and or pet peeves.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and be sure to tune in for the next thing.
Oh, thank you.